Infrastructure, Jamie Briggs. This is very good news for Western Sydney. It's the first round of $200 million worth of road upgrades. Now, it's being said that is associated with the Badgerys Creek Airport. I'm not sure the Badgerys Creek Airport will ever be built. That's irrelevant. What is relevant is this very important infrastructure package for Western Sydney, which is long overdue. There is allegedly a $3.6 billion Western Sydney infrastructure plan, and I quote the words of Jamie Briggs, quote, that will unlock the region's economic capacity by boosting productivity, slashing travel times, and creating thousands of local jobs. Now, the first four projects are a $1.1 million upgrade to intersections on the Northern Road and Erskine Park Road. Those of you who are out there in this traffic mess will know what that means. $5.8 million in intersection upgrades for the Cumberland Highway, a $5.7 million upgrade of Wetherill Street, and a $17.5 million upgrade to Eaglevale Drive. Jamie Briggs, the Assistant Minister, has rung through. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
So what exactly are you seeking to do here?
Well, this morning with Duncan Gay, we'll be announcing the first of the $200 million package of local road upgrades, part of $3.5 billion overall upgrades of Western Sydney infrastructure. This is the element of the package which was open for local councils to bid in a competitive process. We've had the first round, and this morning we're announcing nearly $30 million out of the $200 million of the local roads. These are the roads, Alan, that connect
The M5 and the M7.
Yeah, the major roads that we're upgrading out.
Yes, Camden Valley Way, I understand, you know, you're going to announce the completion of that, are you, the Camden Valley Way upgrade?
Yeah, that's something that the New South Wales government, led by Duncan Gay, have been working on, and they'll be announcing its completion this morning. So there is a lot of work that's begun, but there is an enormous amount of work which is about to begin. For instance, the Bringelly Road upgrade will begin in January. That's just over a $500 million project. That work will begin in January. The Werrington arterial, that work will begin very soon as well. That's a $70 million project the state and federal government are funding. This is all part of the $3.5 billion we allocated to upgrade the infrastructure in Western Sydney.
And yeah, I mean, this is the third largest economy in Australia.
Absolutely, and there is enormous growth potential. There'll be a million new people in Western Sydney in the next decade. And you've got very strong advocates out in Western Sydney like Fiona Scott and Russell McPherson who have been arguing very strongly that they need additional infrastructure investment to make the most of these opportunities.
Yes, you have assessed all of these, have you not, as delivering the greatest economic uplift and safety benefit for local communities. I have to say, independently whether there'll ever be an airport at Badgerys Creek, this is long overdue to try and give these people the level of road infrastructure that they're entitled to.
Well, look, absolutely. And I think what we've seen too often in Australia, and you've been here in the inner parts of Sydney with having to have big tunnel projects to get under the issues on Parramatta Road, is we don't plan for growth all that well. And previous governments, certainly previous state Labor governments here in New South Wales, have abandoned infrastructure investment. And thankfully, Mike Baird and his team with Duncan Gay leading the way as the roads minister have been heavily investing in the road infrastructure, and the federal government's a big part of that with the $3.5 billion allocated to the Western Sydney package. 80% of it is federal government money.
Long overdue. Jamie, just hang on because there's a call here. Someone wants to ask you a question. Nick, hello.
G'day, Alan. Listen, some years ago there was a road specialist on your program and he suggested something that would alleviate the problem we have at the Granville Viaduct. He said, a lick of paint. He said it to you. I can remember hearing him. A lick of paint, take out the breakdown lane for 200 metres. And you've solved that issue. They straightened out the lanes going into the toll booths, and they thought they solved the problem. All they did was funnel more into those two lanes. It's a misery, and it goes back all the way to five docket times because of those two damn lanes, Alan.
Well, now, look, that's most probably beyond the South Australian Jamie Briggs's capacity to answer. But you hang on, Nick, and I'll get that information from you, and I'll make sure I email Jamie about it, and you can rest assured he's a good young man, this fellow Jamie Briggs, and he'll get us an answer to it. How's that?
Thank you, Alan.
You go back to James. So, Jamie, there you are. I've thrown another problem on your plate, okay?
No worries, Alan. happy to look at it for you.
Okay, there's another matter I've got to talk to you about. I'll give you a call.
Thank you very much,
Alan. Okay, you're most welcome. Now, Virgin Australia has partnered with Uber to bring you a unique offer. You book any Virgin Australia flight this week for